You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're talking about Christmas. Now, you may think it's all gotten too commercial and it's all about getting gifts, but that's not what we see at Chicken Soup for the Soul. We see a focus on families getting together and people enjoying the giving way more than the receiving, and people looking out for others in their communities. And that extends all the way down to the kids, who demonstrate all the attributes you'd want to see as far as generosity and compassion are concerned. So today I'm going to share a couple of stories about the natural generosity of kids at Christmas time. From our best-selling Christmas book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Christmas. In our first story, Nanette Norgate tells us that she and her husband created a program to donate to families and individuals in their community who could use some help around Christmas. Besides their own donation, they collected from people at her husband's workplace and also from local businesses. Nanette says, "In the weeks leading up to Christmas, my husband began bringing home the collection boxes we had placed and the donations from our friends and family. We were overwhelmed with everyone's generosity. We had raised so much money and received so many items that every family on our list was going to get everything they needed and more. On Christmas Eve, they delivered everything to their church and a local shelter so that the families could come and pick up all their food, gift cards, and other items. Their pastor was amazed by how much they had collected. It far surpassed their expectations." As Nanette relates, the week after Christmas, they received an email from the pastor who ran the shelter. He had received a letter from one of the moms that he wanted to share. She had written to tell him that this had been their family's best holiday ever. Something truly special had happened on Christmas morning in their house that would change them all forever. The mom related that her seven children awoke on Christmas morning to find the gifts that Santa had brought them. The kitchen was filled with food and treats, and bags of new clothes and warm jackets sat by the front door. The youngest of their children, a five-year-old girl, had wandered into the kitchen after seeing everything they had and asked her and her husband if she could do something, and this left them speechless because she told them that their family was so blessed to have received all these special gifts, but she didn't feel that they needed all of them. She had a friend from school whose family could use some help, and she asked her mom and dad if she could take some things over to her friend's house and give them to her instead. They were so touched that they sat down the rest of their kids and told them what their little sister wanted to do and why. As a family, they agreed that it was important to share with others in need, even if it meant taking things away from themselves, so they did just that. Nanette says that the mother ended her letter by saying that their family received the best gift that anyone could ever hope for, and that was the opportunity to share with others, which was something they would never forget. Because, of course, that's one of the things that makes Christmas magical, right? The joy of giving far surpasses the joy of receiving. And this family was given the gift of being able to give. We started that story with a quote from Thomas Leland, which goes like this: "In the eyes of children, we find the joy of Christmas. In their hearts, we find its meaning." Sherry Negus has another story along the same lines. In her case, it was her family that was struggling. Sherry worked three jobs to support herself and her son, Cabe. But on top of that, she had some work to do on a special Christmas surprise for Cabe, a secondhand tricycle that she was refurbishing for him. It was in very sturdy riding condition, but it needed sanding and a good paint job. The little tricycle was missing a pedal, but she picked up an inexpensive pair of new plastic pedals, and she worked on that tricycle every night after Cabe went to bed until it looked brand new. On Christmas morning, as Cabe saw his gift from Santa and his mom, the big hit was the tricycle. He hopped on it and rode it around inside, thrilled. But then he turned to his mom and said, "Miss Sue said they were not getting any presents from my friend because they are poor. Mama, do you think Santa would let me give my tricycle to the poor kids?" Sherry says that was the best Christmas ever. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Christmas. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. And you'll find it, if it's still available, at Walmart, Kroger, BJ's, Fred Meyer, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and wherever else books are sold. And remember, this book, like our past five Christmas books, helps support the Marines Toys for Tots program, which makes Christmas more magical for families in need all over the United States. Now, if you'd like to become one of our storytellers, check out the Submit Your Story section of our website to see the topics we're working on. You'll find writing guidelines as well so that you can craft the best possible nonfiction story for one of our books. And please come back for our next episode to hear two stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Christmas, about when families celebrate both Hanukkah and Christmas.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.